It's Romance with the Queen.
And that's how we get to say a proper good evening. Really beautiful to have you on the show, wherever it is you're listening to us from right now. Of course, this is the top of Mount Patti. You know how I tell you proudly, Lokoja. All right, so very big shout out to you anywhere in the world where you're listening to the Moments with the Queen show from. And also, I want to start by saying a very, very big shout out to you who goes all the way, you know, to listen to the Moments with the Queen podcast. You don't just stop there. You also take out the assignments seriously. You know, some persons go all the way to get to know their personality types. You know, they want to know themselves better. They want to know, you know, just putting in all the effort. Trust me, you would be rewarded. And the beautiful thing about efforts that you invest in yourself like this is maybe when you're making the reward or when you're getting the reward, Queen Sisan may not be there, but I am proud and happy to know that I have played a part in your self-discovery, in getting to know yourself better and getting to become a better person. And really, it gives me a lot of joy. So, you know, that kind of heavenly reward kind of thing. I celebrate you. But if you're listening and you don't understand a hint of what I'm talking about, welcome, welcome. There is always room for more. If you do not understand, it means it is the very first time that you're staying tuned or you're tuning in to the Moments with the Queen show. And of course, you are a real MVP, like a really valued person. All right, so you have to understand first that there is room for more. So if you're listening and your mind is closed, like you feel like waiting, this person won't talk, when we say I never hear before. Well, there's no problem about that. I always say to people that many times it's not that what is being said, you've not heard it before. But then what happens when you hear what you've heard before in quotes is that you see it from a perspective you probably haven't seen it before, and then you gain depth. So don't be so quick to run off a topic. Don't be so quick to run off a subject. Don't think I've got it all. There's no new thing. No new thing under the sun. That kind of thing. Do not be so quick to jump off like that. Gain depth, all right? So the more you actually give ears to stuff, even if you think you've heard it before, all right, it helps you to gain depth. Yeah, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. So last week, we finished up. We put icing on the cake on the whole Purpose Discovery series, and it was mind-blowing. If you missed out on it, you can still connect with us on the Moments with the Queen podcast. And Queen is spelled K-W-E-E-N. And of course, the podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, you just have to Google that. All right, so if you have the browsing device, it makes it a lot easier. This month, of July, I have a special announcement to make. I am very excited, like really, really, really excited. So last week, while we had a Purpose Discovery series, we had two guests, right? We had a life coach in the house in the person of Ella Odia. And if you missed out on that, man, I don't know, you should really go check up the podcast so you can keep up, because this stuff is like transiting. So it's from one step to the other. And of course, you get better while at it. She talked about the SHAPE analysis. She used the acronym SHAPE. It was mind-blowing, really beautiful, you know, for you to be able to understand your person, to know who you are and understand, you know, why you're on earth. What is your purpose? What is your why? And of course, we've got to delve into certain topics, like somebody called in to ask, if you don't fulfill your purpose, are you going to go to hell? And I'm like, what the hell? Why should you be asking that? But well, it was a question and it came and a response was given. And then I actually went on social media. Someone sent an SMS and the person said, I heard a question that you asked Queen Sisan, but I don't know, how am I going to respond? So I think I can understand that some persons who are listening are really not online. So yeah, there's some persons who I really appreciate that. I'm sorry, you know, that it makes it seem like only people who are online can participate in the and get the airtime vouchers, you know. So I got an SMS from certain Aisha. A very big shout out to you, Aisha. Thank you so much for being consistent and listening to the Moments with the Queen show. Big shout out to you, Aisha. All right, and Aisha was like, okay, I got the question. Of course, we asked if you had all the money in the world, like if you had all the money, like all the money, money is not your problem, what would you be doing? Would you still be doing your current job? Would you be still be doing that stuff, whatever it is you're doing right now? Would you still be doing it? All right, that was a question that we asked. And of course, we said, share a snippet of your note. This time and season, it's important to have a device that gives you access to the internet. It's really important. No pressure, no pressure. But I would just suggest an advice that as much as you can, make an attempt to get a device that gives you access to the internet. It would help you. It would help your business and it would help your personal brand. And I'm going to be telling you why I'm saying this to you. I'm going to be expanding on it today. Yeah. With the Queen. Okay, so this month of July, we would be going into business, impact, and profit. And most of what I'll be talking about today is just to, I'm just like, prepare the way. Am I doing the job of John the Baptist? Because we're going to be having two. I feel, where is my bell? We're going to be having a really amazing personality. I'm going to get that bill. Trust me, I'm going to get it. Well, thank you very much, Miranda Curtis, for that beautiful song. I kind of think you made it because of Queen Season and the Moments with the Queen show. What do you think? All right, I told you that we would be talking about this month of July, business, impact, and profit. And I'm going to be starting with letting you, and basically, I don't, everybody has an understanding of business to an extent. Maybe everybody is a huge assumption, but reasonably, whenever you talk about business, something comes to mind. So it's different for different people. But I'm just going to be talking about business in simple terms. I'm not going to start talking about companies or publicly limited liability companies. And no. I'm not going into that. All right. So when you hear business, impact, and profit, I'm the impact master. Yes, give it to me. All right. Because I believe that for you to make impact, you have to be intentional. And where I am coming from today, before we get the guests, where we get to delve into making profits with your talents and all that, where I am coming from today is the impact perspective of business. So many times we have business owners who have never thought of the fact that aside from making profit, I can make impact, or even understood what it is to market value. So this is what we would be talking about. And of course, we'll get to talk about life as a business, your personal brand as a business, and then we're going to talk about your product as a business. You don't want to miss out on this one. You don't want to. Trust me, you don't want to. All right, so I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere and touch that out.
We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven.
Have you ever listened to the Moment of the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever stage you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moment with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
It's Moments with the Queen.
I really want to say a very big thank you for staying tuned. Okay, I told you that this month of July we would be having talking on business, impact and profit, and I said today I would just be going through the very simple basics. All right, we'll be having two guests who will be delving into the topic better for us, and then we get to ask questions and all that. Although yes, I'll take in calls today, but I'm just going to be going like over the surface on the impact side of business. Now, when you talk about business, what kind are we referring to? Just simply say business is a person's regular occupation, you know, profession or trade. I told you, I'm not talking about maybe limited liability company, this and that. That's not it. Just imagine buying, selling, exchange of goods or services. Yeah, think about that. Now, the next thing I want you to think about is impact. What is impact? You know, when you talk about impact, what are you talking about? You're talking about a marked effect or influence. Like, that is the capacity to have an effect on maybe a person's character, you know, a person's behavior. That's the kind of impact we're talking about right now. Yes. So when we say, okay, impact, the impact of your business, what is the influence of your business? How does it help? You know, there's some intangible resources that, because they are not tangible, you know, you cannot see them. They are not like 5 million or 10 million or 20 million and the likes. You know, you don't, many times people easily ignore them. So I'll give an example. A radio station, a beautiful outlet to actually make profit. It's a business outlet. Gee! Yeah, right. Kudos to those many persons who have dreams of owning a media house someday and all that. Shout out to you. Your dreams are valid. Okay. So while at the business point where we get to tell you, get in, you can sponsor a show, you can get your ads in between the Moments with the Queen show and all that and all that. Awesome, beautiful, perfect. Now that is business. Jed at making profit. But that's not all that it is about. There's a part where there has to be consistent and intentional strategies to add value to you. So there's the efforts to make out programs that keeps you glued. There's an effort to bring you a show like Moments with the Queen show that helps transform your life. So people don't know that advert pay the bills. Like, oh, adverts, it's cool. Bring your ads. I'm using the radio business, for example. Oh, okay. So when you do the announcements or the adverts and, you know, these things that actually get to bring in the money, they are one side. Because there are some people who complain when you hear adverts. See, if you hear advert on radio, put your ears down and listen well. Yeah, right. Okay, because that's very important. Now, while that is by the side, you see the effort to actually make sure that we are saying things that cater for your mind, for your body, for your soul, for your spirit. Okay, so there's that. And eventually there's like an all-round development. Now, maybe that's like big picture kind of thing. Quincy, and break it down. Do you know that customer service, as simple as it is in business, can actually lead to a certain level of impact? What would it take you to actually just care an extra mile to know how that customer who consistently comes around to check up on you and buys things from you, you know, what would it really cost you for you to I know someone who, sorry, break of thoughts, that happens a lot. I'm saying something and something jump in my head. Let me continue my thought train. All right, so what would it cost you as a business owner to go an extra mile to care for your customer? That's the point. And what dropped in my head that made me want to lose that thought was that, you know how on your special days, banks get to send you an SMS like, happy birthday, and sometimes they're so apt. Geez, someone is smiling like, yes, on my birthday, my bank, they send me. Yeah, I know that, right? Yes, so there's that. They're being intentional. It might seem like nothing, like, oh, thank you, depending on where you are at. But do you know that for somebody, that text message may be the only thing they would get the whole day? I mean, there are people who wake up and they're like, huh, nobody remembered my birthday. Pfft, there's nothing special about it anyway. Who remembers? It's not like they would not be happy if somebody remembered. But no, you as a business organization that they keep visiting every single time, there's no extra. Now, remember I said I was going to talk to you about life as a business. Now, that's a perspective that people don't ever get to see, many times do not see life from. Someone said, and I quote, that if you have an understanding of eternity, you would know how to spend time. You would know how to maximize time. Now, imagine that you go to work in the morning and maybe you open your shop. Do you know that there's a way you spend, say you have from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. before you close. Once you've entered your shop, you know that you've entered your shop. You're serious. You know, you are, everything is alert. Like, you want to be, like, I love Igbo people and how they do business. No bias to any other tribe, but consistently, from my own personal observations, I see how zealous they can be when it comes to making money. I tell people, money has emotions. You know, money flows. Money knows when you like money. All right. So money can see when, oh, I want you. So money, you know, these are some principles which I'm going to talk about that as we also bring it, you know, to a wrap. Okay. So they basically know how to plan out their time. Say they're going to stay from 8 till 9 in the evening. They know how to plan out their time to make sure that the time that they spend in their market, they maximize it. Many times they even have already studied. They know when the season is, like, you know, prime kind of thing. So maybe, okay, when you wake up in the morning, business, nothing move like that. People never wake up. But from 8, 9, I'm just giving an illustration. So they plan it. Now, if you understand that in this life that you have come to, that's the biggest business. Like, that's the general business. Like, that's your bonger business. You get it? Like, that's the main kind of business. The same way when you go to your shop in the morning and from 8 o'clock to like 9 in the evening, you know how to plan it. You know your prime times when you have businesses. You know how to make sure that you maximize it inside the market so you can make profit. That's how you have to be intentional about this life. That one itself is even more important. You have to be so intentional about this life. Now, it's when you understand the business point of life, when you're seeing life like, life is serious business, I have to know how to plan it and all that, then you can now put effort into making the other tiny businesses count. Like, maybe you are a store owner, maybe you bake cake, maybe you own an event center. You start, you know, it's how you see that changes everything. Have you ever seen four people talk? All four of them are saying the same thing, but you ask them to describe this scenario and four people describe it differently. So you might have an event center, right? You make I don't know, whatever it is that you do, fit in your business. They are like, how many other people? Remember, we have the Sell Your Market show, which we started, and you know, we're going to see how we can still give that flesh more and more often. Of course, we'd have that segment today. Now, there are how many people doing what you're doing? So what will make you stand out? It's how you see. If you see your business as the business just did there like that, make I just do and make I survive, that's how you will carry it. You will literally have to beg people to buy things from you. So even that's a selling strategy. If you need to beg, then it's also a selling strategy. It's not the best, but it is a selling strategy. I mean, I've met people who say, I'll buy from this boy because he's young. And the boy's like, buy this, buy that, maybe we chop. You don't really want to buy the thing. You don't need them, but you pity them, you buy them. But that is a sales strategy, but that is not the best kind of sales strategy. The best kind of sales strategy is the type whereby you are adding value to this other person, and you're also getting value, you know, from this person that you're adding value to. So it's like, scratch my back, I scratch your back kind of thing. All right. But many times businesses don't look at it from that perspective. The only thing they want to know is how to make profit. So if you're listening and profit for you is in just the financial gains, that is not good enough. I like using my Igbo brothers. I schooled in the East, so I like to just, you know, a wise man said, the way you treat your 5 naira client and the way you treat your 10 million naira client should not be different. Don't discard the 5 naira clients and think that you want to treat the 1 million naira client simply because you feel like this person has more money, because you don't know who would refer you tomorrow. That's the truth. 5 naira client can be 5 naira today. They might not even buy anything, but they are the ones that will sell your market. Like, they are the ones that will carry the way they will carry your name, like you would be. So when we look past just the gains, when we look past just the shillings and the coins and the nairas that comes, and we know how to understand it down to a relationship. So yes, we talk about life as a business. That's the very first part I looked at it at. Because if you look at life as a business, even your business you're doing, the way you see it will be different. I told you, how do you see? 6 people are doing the same business you're doing. How are you seeing your business? It's how you're seeing it that we even transmit. The vibe you transmit from that business depends on how you see the business. See, we have the Sell Your Market show here, which we're going to have again today. And I can literally perceive how people perceive their businesses from the way they talk about it. If you believe very well in your business, it shows in the way you talk about your business. If you believe, somebody said the price you put on a thing, just a quote, but it might not be 100% accurate, but I want you to think on it. It said the price you put on a thing is an evidence of your confidence to produce results. I'm going to take that again. It said the price that you put on a thing is an evidence of your confidence to produce results. So when you begin to talk like, I can do this, I can do that, but you're not very confident, it means you're not certain about your result producing ability. And then that means that there's room for growth. I think that's the sweet thing about life. You know, we are in a system whereby people used like to look at life from, is it I pass or I fail? No, that's not true. And yes, there's that, but there's a part of making efforts, right? So what I'm saying this is that maybe last, the way you put the business and the efforts and attempts that you made in this business did not give you what you wanted. Can you understand the part that you put in much more effort than you did before? So effort actually matters. That's where I'm driving at. The efforts, put in more, try better. What did I not do? What did I miss? Now, the second part I'm going to be talking on before I open the phone lines for you to drop your contributions or ask questions is your personal brand as a business. See, you are a business. We've talked about life as a business. I pray it sinks in. If you don't get it, after now, listen to the Moments with the Queen podcast. Try and listen. Play this thing over and over again and understand that life is a business. When you see life as a business, the way you live your life will change. The way you see anything you are doing in this life, it would be so different. You will just wake up in the morning, you know, you sit in your Jeep car or whatever. No offense to you if you have a Jeep car. It can be, see, the problem is not the car. The problem is the person driving the car, right? And there's no bad vibe. We can always get better. But, you know, you sit in a position that makes you feel like, okay, there's somewhere that I've arrived or I've gotten to. And then, you know, when you stay at that particular point, you'll be like, I've gotten it. There's no room for more. Let's just go there and, you know, make this money. And any other person who is not interested in making this money can just get by the roadside. Just clear. You've not understood that life is a business. Or maybe your own understanding of business is from the mafia kind. That type that wants to just do jungle justice. Cat eat cat, dog eat dog. Is it that kind of understanding? Is that what you have? That's a selfish kind of thinking. If you think that, as far whatever it is I get it, I don't care who gets in the way, I don't care who goes down, you're very selfish. I'm no apologies, I'm saying it and I'll say it again. That's the kind of business you're running, my dear. If you start thinking for the whole world, you are a selfish person. You've not understood life as a business for what it really is. And there's a truth. You may have your own ideologies, which maybe life is a business, but the kind of business you see life as is, as far I chop, everybody feed die. You got to look at that train of thought. Look at that thought pattern again. Analyze it properly and analyze it from the path that, you know, since you are the king of your life, kind as in quotes, since you are the king of your life, it begins to seem like anything when I want to do now, feed do. Think if somebody else beside you is thinking that thought. Let's assume that the creator of the universe is thinking that thought. Where do you think you would be today? Do you think you would have anything to yourself? If everybody thought that I would do for myself and I don't care about anyone else, do you think you'll be where you were? Do you think you'll be where you are? Right? So, I don't know who that is for, but I believe you got it. It's not a cat, dog, eat dog kind of system. That's not the best way to do it. So let's not care about, leave all those things you're in this life. That is actually absolutely, totally, utterly selfish. All right. I'm going to give volume two because I feel like I just hit somewhere now. I feel like somebody's vexing me for that thing I said. No vex. Who hear truth? You go, no, say not truth when you hear truth. All right. So, and of course, there's always room for growth when you accept stuff. You just say, okay, fine. It's fine. We work on it. Yeah, that's the best kind. Miranda Curtis, Open Heaven, Queen Sisan is my name, KWEENSISA. And I'll be right back. And I will talk about your personal brand as a business and your product as a business.
Get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
It's Moments with the Queen.
All right, it is still Moments with the Queen, and the Queen Sisan is my name. Yes. If you're just joining in, welcome. There's always room for more. Apologies. You know, you've missed out on a lot, but better late than never. You can still catch up, though, on the Moments with the Queen podcast on Google if you are that intentional. We're talking on business, impact, and profit. And I've talked about life as a business. And I said, if you can understand that life is a business, it changes, you know, a lot of things that you get to see. And I also talked about the fact that we'll be having guests. We talked on, you know, purpose discovery. So now you know what you can do, or you've understood your purpose, or you have a hint. How can you now master the business of your talent? How can you convert it, you know, into a proper full-blown kind of business kind of stuff? Yeah, we'll be talking about that with Steve Harris next week. And so your personal brand as a business. I don't know where you're listening to me from. There are people who have successfully built companies, built establishments, and built. While some people feel like this is not so important, I beg to differ. All right. Your personal brand is very, very important. You might be that kind of person who just wants to lie low. You don't want anybody to. Even in your lie low state, you're already building a brand for yourself. All right. Okay. Thinking about personal brand building, the very first person who can just pop up in my head is the Tony Elumelu, the acclaimed Tony Elumelu. All right. So you see somebody who bring it to the business world, he's there and he's got something to give. Bring it to something personal. You can almost identify him with something. Like you see the man and you say, okay, he's a philanthropist. He's a business mogul. You identify that name with something. When people hear your name, what do they identify you with? I'm going to ask you that question again. When people hear your name, what do they identify you with? I've asked this question before. I told you, get a friend's phone who's online. Write your name. Type your name on Google and see what pops up. What is your online footprint? Are you online? Have you attempted to? If, let's say, you're not online, what are the things you're writing? What are the things you're putting out? What are the thoughts you are thinking? What do people know you? What do they know you for? What are you known for? Notoriety? Is that what they know you for? Like you're the when you reach when you say may they fight, may everywhere boss. Now there they go call you. Hey G. No. We gotta work on that. Alright? Okay, so that's not nice. That's not cool. He ain't cool. Zan ain't cool. Right. So your personal brand is important. This is not a show where we're talking about how to build your personal brand. So maybe, I don't know, if time will permit, perhaps subsequently we might talk about it. But one of the ways to build a personal brand is also to be intentional about how you appear to places, how you, you know, people say personal branding is like pretense, who you know be, but no, that's not true. It's actually just being intentional about what comes around your name. Do you know that there are some persons that, for example, I do a lot of big picture thinking, and I also break it down to minute, kind of like, okay, let's think about it from the top and let's think about it from the bottom, right? So when you begin to think like, what's the essence? So if I want to go out now, I have to look good. I better know me. Why don't you think about it as part? What if you were the number one man in, who am I going to call? Who is somebody that you really respect? Just think about it. Funny enough, this thing is not in, because some people misunderstand it for, maybe you know, get better clothes to wear. You will not go and start borrowing. That's not personal branding. No, that's not personal branding. You have self-esteem issues. That's not personal branding. Except maybe there are genuine reasons or whatever it might be why you're borrowing. But if you're borrowing to keep up with something, you have self-esteem issues. This thing we're talking about when we talk about personal branding is a mixture of sincerity and authenticity alongside with excellence. I'll take that again. Personal branding is a mixture of sincerity and authenticity alongside excellence. Making the most use of what you have. Deliberately. See, you know when they talk about thought leadership? Thought leadership is that the way this person thinks is so different. This person's mindset is just unusual. That's already a point, right? So understanding that the way you see is different, it would influence how you dress. You know, it doesn't, see, I don't know, I wish, maybe I probably would look for a way to get a guest on the show practically who would probably share experience of transformation. How I'm like that as well. I know how I used to be. I think I've shared it before. Growing up, there were so many ideas that the first time I took my time to say, okay, I want to get, you know, when you tell people go to the studio and take good pictures, people never understand, why should I take good pictures for what? What am I, these pictures to do? What am I, what, why, what, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, I don't know, you know, but we are all at different places, and I believe that if you get what I'm trying to say, you shall get it. But there is that level of excellence, understanding that your name is something. Don't trivialize it. Don't just treat it as par. No, now your name is something. If you can put that down, please put it down. Your name is something. Your personal brand. Be intentional about it. Even if maybe you sell spare parts, you know, you are a mechanic. What is it? What's the business are you doing? What do people know your business for? What is around your name? What is that thing around your name? You have to be very intentional. And then the last part, which I'm going to talk about, is your product as a business. You know, I think I will just talk about that from the perspective of doing what others are not doing. If you're listening to me and you're listening from Kogi State or Lokoja, many persons in Kogi State are yet to fully maximize the vast ocean, the huge well, the huge, enormous, gigantic space called the social media space. If you have a business and you're listening to me and you're not on social media, I don't know what to say. If you've not seen the importance why you should be on social media, maybe you need one-on-one consulting with me. You come and do special payments. Let's do business consultation. Let's talk, because your eyes need to be open to what is going on. It's one thing for you to have an audience in a particular location. It's another thing for you to have a global audience. Who said you cannot export your produce? Who puts the limitation? Who puts the barrier? Who said you cannot talk to farmers that are not in wherever location that you are in, that are probably somewhere else, that are probably also growing the same produce you're growing, so you know what they are using that you can? Who said, what is the restriction when everybody is online now? That's a story for another day, but that's also something that you should pay attention to. So I'm going to wrap up with this before I get to take calls, in case maybe you have questions you want to ask or you want to contribute. I don't think I'll take, if you want to contribute, just send an SMS. I will only give room for questions, all right? Okay, so some business principles. First one is product quality. whatever it is that you're selling, whatever it is that you're selling, we should first of all start with you. There are some people that will not buy from. They won't buy your product because you just follow. So there, your product quality has to be tight. You will not have to force people to buy what you're selling if your quality is good. It will speak for itself. All right. Another thing you have to also bear in mind is consistency. Back to back, be consistent. Don't be open today and maybe you have a shop. It's the day that you carry you that you will come outside. Did they ring for you? They will not see you. I laugh in Swahili. Leave that. All right. So be consistent. Another thing you have to do is know your industry, know your terrain, know your market, know who your audience are. Some people, it's not that what they are selling is bad. It's that they are targeting the wrong audience. I've said this before and I'm saying it again. What you are doing is not wrong. The hair you are making, awesome hair. But you don't understand that the people that you are trying to get is not the people that you are getting. You have to be intentional. Who is your audience? Who is your audience? Okay, I make what smoothies I share or fruit salad. What would it take me for me to write a formal note, get to see how I can get to the HRO or whatever it is, whoever it is I can write to in an establishment and let them know that I would like to come during your break just to supply fruit salad. Let me be your plug consistently. But no, you want to carry the fruit salad on? I'm just giving an example. You want to carry fruit salad on your head and you're moving up and down, and you know fruit needs to be served fresh. So if you're moving up and down, fruit salad is on your head, by the time people are seeing it on your head, it's no longer appetizing, it's no longer tasty, it's no longer fresh, nobody's interested, and you're like, whoop, my sister that started this business, it was moving. There's something your sister knows that you do not. And then of course there's a part of self-value. If people can understand, I told someone something, and I'm going to say it again. Yeah. If you want to price market, right, price from the level of value. Sometimes when you come and, for example, somebody tells you, how much is this thing? And you say it's 10 million naira. Don't scream, it's too expensive. Because 10 million naira is something that somebody can remove from you. You know how you can get bang, 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 bang a lot, and maybe they cut like 5 naira from your, depending on who, and it's almost like nothing. There's some persons that if 10 million naira leaves them now, no, nothing happened. They don't feel it. They don't even know. Some people might not know. Chike, so don't scream. The simple response is, tell me what is the value this product is giving me. Should I shock you? Some business owners don't even know. That's where you get... All right. I feel like I've done a lot of pia, but then it's true. Some business owners don't know the value their produce is given. So you go to the market and you buy something and they tell you this is the price. So when your customer asks you, how much is it? You tell them, say, now the price I will buy for market be that. No, now get to under. No, see, knowledge is sweet. Not the type that you are using to pride, or not the kind of knowledge that there are different kinds, but I like knowledge that is pure, the true kind of pure wisdom kind of stuff, right? So when you understand why something is worth, I like it when I go to a shop and the person is telling me, so this perfume is 20 something thousand and this perfume is 800. But if your budget is within 1,000, 1,005, this perfume would serve. It may not last, but that is reasonable marketing. No, if you want to buy, buy. If you don't want to buy, don't buy. Wahala deal. So there, you should ask, what value is this? No shouts, no scream, don't disgrace. Don't do that. I remember once here, I'll just share this story and then I would wrap it up and see if I can take maybe 2 or 3 calls. And of course, we'll go right ahead. I remember once I was with my mom and she wanted to get a phone. And there's this hub. That's where I'll leave it. There's this hub. All right, so this particular hub, in quotes, you know, properly furnished, beautiful glass kind of looking stuff. And I was like, okay, mommy, now let's go and get the phone. I said, no, let's not go there. I'm like, why? And I'm like, I feel like the things I'll be there will be very expensive. I'm like, what, why? He said, because of the, so the people that are going there, do they have two heads? Funny enough, stepping into that place and getting some, it did something for my mom when we did that day, because she found out that many of all these excellent looking shops, you know, doesn't mean that what is being sold there is really expensive. And then even if you go there and it is expensive for you, remember I put that for you in quotes, if it is expensive for you, ask them, what value is it giving? Is your money? Don't be shy. Don't feel terrible. So even if it's 5 naira that you have, it's okay. Everybody, we are all at different places. So there's another person that can enter that shop and buy the full shop. So just know that. So don't feel less of yourself, okay? Yeah. All right. So that's what happened. My mom and I, we went in there. We actually got the phone and there was no Lily anything. It was even the same amount. It was just that this person just considered excellence and did it so that not to scare people away, not to say this place is too, this kind of place. No. Who is the big man? Are you not a big man? What do you need to become a big manager? All right, okay. And of course, your structure. And if you are listening and you have a business and you've never thought about officially registering your business, I told you, if you're listening to me and you don't have an Android phone, add it to your to-do list. See how you can get not just an Android, iOS, Shabby Online. Another thing you should add to your to-do list is registering your business. Man, I don't talk. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. You're still here. This is still the Moments with the Queen Show. We've been talking, haven't we? Yes, and I have been enjoying myself. But this is where I get to open the phone lines for you to actually, ask a question or two. If there's somewhere you're not clear on, or maybe I've said, Chrissy Sandy, all the things you have said, I don't even know where I want to start from. No hard feelings. I just want to hear, from you. Tell me what is something you're not clear on. Or what is something on your mind about your business, that you probably still want clarity on? Or there's something that I said that really touched you. You can share what touched you with me. Tell me, Quincy, I love everything that you said. This is the one that touched me. Yeah, you can call in 0703099-3083. Or you can send in a voice note on 0905205268. Sell Your Market Show happens every Friday on the Moments with the Queen Show. But Sell Your Market has not been as fruitful as it should be because many people listen and are yet to fully understand how to sell their market. So we'll talk on that. All right. We would have that on the last Friday of the month. That's how we'll wrap up this business thing. How to sell. Of course, we'll have a Yuri Gwegwe doing that. All right. Let me take this one. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah. My name is Abdul. I'm calling from Pelele.
Abdul, it's good to have you on the show.
Hello?
Abdul, it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I want to confirm something.
Okay.
From you. Okay. What can you do with 30,000 naira, a business, a mini business, which you can do with 30,000 naira, please?
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Okay, is that the only question? Any other?
Yes.
Any other? It. All right, awesome. Okay, Abdul, if I tell you suggestions, this importation, exportation kind of business, you can start it with 30K. You can start to charge card printing. There are things you can do with 30K. But I don't think it's just about deciding which kind of business, because you can start a business and there is no steam to continue the business. So it's first of all important to know what you like, Abdul. If you are the kind of person that just likes to make money. I just want to make money. That's what I like. And then you can now say, okay, I'm open to all those kind of things. Then maybe even if you want to start with getting like farming, maybe you just want to buy a certain number of birds, or maybe you just want to get fingerlings, however it is that you want to do it. These are things that you can do and decide. All right. Google is your best friend also. Google is your best friend. I remember when I was in camp, that was over a year ago. That was one of the things I talked about via the radio. I made a list of businesses that you can start with as low as 50K. And maybe I'll try and see if I can also do that again and share it with you. But Google is your friend. Know your strengths first. It's not just any kind of business. You can choose to start a business. If you want to do importation and exportation, all these... when you go to websites like AliExpress and all that, and you're trying to sell and buy, and maybe you're not the kind of person who has grown your skills in marketing. Do you get it? So there's that. All right. Thank you very, 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 very much, because you are the best, especially you who stayed with me from the beginning of the show till now. If you still have questions that you want to ask, like pressing questions, right? Send an SMS to 090-171-64357. I'll take that again, 090-171-64357. And also, if you also know that you still want to reach us, you can connect with us on Facebook. It's the Moments with the Queen community on Facebook. Queen is spelled as K-W-E-N. Or you can also connect with us on Instagram, MWTK Community, or you can send a mail, MWTKCommunity1@gmail.com. Okay, Queen Sisan is my name. Now, the Sell Your Market show, like I said, is before we start Sell Your Market, right? Before we kick off Sell Your Market again, will be from August. That is after this month of July, where we talk about your business. Because by then, I'm going to probably bring up a framework, like you say the name of your business, you say what makes your business unique, you say how we can reach you online, then you call your number. Because no matter how little whatever it is that you do, you can still stand out. This is where I get to say my goodbyes. It has been an amazing time, really amazing time. All right. So by next week, we'll be having Steve Harris on the show and we would be able to take more calls. There'll be room for more calls. We'll be able to take more questions. Today is more like an opener, all right, so that your mind can actually be prepared to grow, to become better, so that you and I can be better persons. This is where I get to say my goodbyes. Queen Sisan is my name, and thank you so much for staying with us. This is still Grace 95.5 FM. Don't go nowhere and don't touch that bell.
Have you ever listened to the Moment of the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moment with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
It's Moments with the Queen.
Remember, transformation is in action. See you next time.